want to read you the Hakdama, the preface to the third Chelek Vachiesa. This third Chelek came out shortly before Reb Chaim Osher Grozensky's death in 1939. The date on this is 1939. He was Nifter. This is Sivan 1939. I think he was Nifter in the end of the summer then. It's not too long before his death. He was Nifter, I think, right before the war, World War II broke out. World War II broke out in September 1939. He was Nifter, I think, in August, something like that. And so this is right, mamish, right before World War II. And Lamaisa, you see that he was still putting out Svarim in that time. And he writes the following. He says, V'hinei ba'emes ha'es, es lasos Hashem, heferu torasecho. So this is a time to do as much as you can in chizuk of Torah, mitzvahs, and so on as he goes on, because it's a time that the Torah is being annulled, destroyed. You see, both spiritually and physically. Umagidola chovas hashoah rabas ha'achrayas ha'komish biyodah lasos. He says the responsibility of the time, the mandate of the time, is great for anyone who has the power to do something. Manora matzavamenu. How terrible is the plight of our people. Lohoysa kizos gam bimei abinayim asher kol hagolok medurasesh. The gravity of the situation didn't exist even in the Middle Ages. We're here, the entire Europe, entire Gaulis, Kamat, wherever Jews were, except very, very few places, America amongst them, is burning like a bonfire. Bote Medrashos, the Sefer Torah, Nisrofim, Barosh, Kochutzos, Shul, Sefer Torah, being burned publicly. Gzeros koshos mischadshos alidei soneinu minadeinu lahavir aldas kocheinu. And constantly new decrees are being made by our enemies in order to mimavako our religion. Kiilos Yisrael gdolos v'chashuvos nitloshos minkoman v'sharim medinos nuulos b'tneihem. Whole communities have been uprooted from their places and exiled. Ghettos at this point were being set up and communities were being emptied into these mass places of ghettos, smaller communities emptied into bigger cities, and nobody wants to, there's no place to run, no country wants to take in these refugees. Noim v'nodim bengala yam u'revavos mishpochos nodados b'yabosha bengala sina. There are people who are traveling the seas looking for a place that will take them in, and they're not being taken in, and people wandering overland in every place, hatred being exhibited against them. We were a mockery, made to a mockery, and to be insulted and to be trampled on. The gam ha'ora shezorach lona mimizrach me'eretz chemdoseinu eretz hakodesh kibona v'tikonein huav ba'anen kodein asher lo neda ma'yilad yom. Even the news from Eretz Israel is very, very sad, very bad. Tzoros rabos v'avunu harigos v'tzichos. Ready, there were many people being killed, murdered. Terrible tsaras have enveloped us. Gerushim, the tiltulim, being exiled and having to travel from place to place. The Am Yisrael kulo toveya benori nachle dom ubiyamshol demos ashukim rutsutsim oy mehoyolonim. That describes the situation right before World War II. 1939, it's already past the Kristallnacht, years before that, and many, many of the terrible decrees of the Nazis already had taken place way before World War II started. And now he goes to discuss what he feels can be done and what the causes are. That's what we're reading this one. V'hinei milfonim b'mei abinayim u'v'mei gzeros tach asher achinu b'nei Yisrael heminu emunas uman b'ashem u'v'toraso. In the Middle Ages, and later on in the 1600s, 1648, when the gzeros of tach v'tach were brought about by Chmielnitsky in Poland. So most of the Jews were firm believers in Hashem and in the Torah. And they had firm belief that the Rebbeinu Shem would never totally reject us. And that emuna gave them the ability to deal with the tzoris that that befell them. And therefore, they were able to emerge from those tzoris, and even in the midst of the tzoris, to build tremendous centers of Torah. Wherever Klal Yisrael went into Galus, the Shechinah was with them. And because the Shechinah was with them, they were able to accomplish in Galus tremendous things. But now the situation is different. Now in Europe, the emuna has become very weak. In Western Europe, Germany, Austria, the reform has already for a few generations struck its roots. Because of that, in Western Europe, many people, reading another book about the beginnings of Zionism, and there it says that the percentages were unbelievable. Intermarriage in Western Europe was as if it is in America now. Right? It's way over 50% intermarriage. And therefore, many people have assimilated and been lost amongst the goyim. And he says that's why in Western Europe, in Germany or whatever, started all these tzaras, and they're being exiled, thrown out. In the beginning, that was what Hitler did. Threw the Jews out of their professions, and took away their parnasa, and basically was megarish them out of Germany and Austria. The eres hasina lachinu bnei Israel hispashet al yodam gam b'shari arotzes. And the hatred for Jews that started there in Western Europe now has spread to the rest of Europe. The gam b'medinos hamizrach rabu hatoim v'hamatim asher lelo emuna gavru be'eretz lahatos as hamon beis Yisromi derech HaTorah. Even in Eastern Europe, not just Western Europe, but even in Eastern Europe, where we think that Yiddishkeit was very strong, where the yeshivas were, whatever, in Lithuania, in Hungary, in all of these countries, that Poland, that seemingly we've heard, you know, all about the tremendous kahilas that were there, right? There have been still people who have risen up without any belief in Hashem, and they have gotten the upper hand, and are pushing Klal Yisrael away from the Torah. And as we'll see when we go into the historical side of this, we'll see that that's true. That almost in every country, even in Eastern Europe, the Haskalah, the reform, the assimilationists, the communists, everything was geared to eradicating Yiddishkeit. The God, the Medina Samizrach, Rabu Atokin. Even in Eastern Europe, a good portion of Yidden have already publicly given up Yiddishkeit. Yisod Kol HaTorah, right? Many people of the Chal Shabbos keep their businesses open on Shabbos. The Timur is not from Bachilus, Nevelus, or Trefus. People already, even in Eastern Europe, are eating not kosher. Adidei HaMachshilim HaRabim Asher Alze Kosuv Anshe Kodiv Tiumli Ubosu Besod HaTrefus Lo Sochevu. The Gam Kedushas HaMishpoch HaBisrael Rovu HaBekim process. And they've also been the Tamei Kedushas HaMishpoch. People don't go to the mikveh anymore. There's no, people are getting married, not only to Goyim, but even those getting married to Yidden are doing so in secular marriages. The Chol Zos Adayim Lo Boho Omnidei HaKorol Adas Mazda V'Almazda Nirdof Nukacha. With all of this, people are not aware of why all these Torahs are coming. They're oblivious to it. Hukahom the Sanverin, people are blind. The Nomas Kolei Verefu Kodayim, the Koshal Korach HaSabol, Lisas Ol HaGolos, the Mitsukos and Misgabros, Mishol Lashaw, Beshetzer Ketzer, the Chema V'Aza. And people have no Koach anymore to have patience and to suffer the Golos. And the Tzaras get greater from hour to hour. Tremendous anger in the world. She'en l'chayom, she'en kilolosom ruba mechaveru. There's no day that the klala doesn't get worse than the day before. Achrei kol eile cholilu vam lisyayish. He says, after all of this is said and done, it's still also for us to give up hope. Oleinu lashu b'leib av sholim. The mandate of the time is to do tshuva. Real tshuva. Kamo shikosu b'tzar l'cho mitzaucha b'shafta v'ashem alokecha. When things get difficult and you find all these sorrows, the result should be tshuva. For aleinu liyisameitz ulisorer ulishchazek ulachazek esachinu bepulos ulmaisim. So we have to strengthen ourselves. The people who read this hagdom are obviously talmidei chachamim. She's talking first and foremost to those people. It's not just those people who have given up everything have to do tshuva. We have to do tshuva. We have to mechazik ourselves. But then to mechazik other people. With actions. L'dabar alev hanitkoyim hagolim vanirdotim u'lechazikam bedivrei nechumim u'la'odei esrucham neinicha. First of all, to encourage and give strength to the people who are being afflicted and affected by having to travel out of where they belong. And wander from place to place in poverty. Al gedolei haTorah v'hayireh yechidei skula v'anshei maila lamod al hamishpor b'inyanim hanogim liyesodos haTorah u'ledaber hashkein v'daber u'lechazek yodayim refos lamod b'nisoyim v'letoch b'shem ki mitoch tzorei yamtzi p'dusha revacha. And the leaders have to constantly be mechazek the people who are still afraid. And to make them not give up hope, and not to be influenced by the others, and to realize that they have to stand up to this test. The Zos Ladas, now he says, you should realize, Ki Shoresh HaMachla, the basis of what the situation has come to, why the situation looks as it does throughout Europe, Ba'achinuch HaParua L'Shimtza, basically can be blamed on the lack of education. Asher hador hatzor mischanech bebotei sefer chofshim lelo Torah lo emunah. Most children are being sent to secular schools without any Torah, no emunah. V'al yidei zed gavru haburis v'amei horatzus. People are totally ignorant of bichlal, the basics of Torah. Hacholavus v'afkeris. And because of that, there's tremendous holiness and hefkeris. They have no guidance. They have no understanding of what Torah and Yiddishkeit is. So maybe they're hefker. Asher al kein hu avoda hagdola l'man tchias v'chizuk achinuch hatorani v'shichlulo tzricha shetitfos mokum barosh v'lios mekudas hamerkas b'avadoseinu mifaleinu. The major thrust, he says, has to be to create education that will re-educate the youth back to Torah. Chov Kodeshu, liyaseid batei sefer datiyim v'chadorim, lilmod gemora b'chol kehila u'b'chol yishuv, ba'oretz of the Golem, in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, to create good Torah chinuch in every place, every community, every little shtetl, every yishuv. Agidei morim mumchim, shomrei Torah mitzvah, with teachers that are trained teachers, and who are shomrei Torah mitzvahs, ulegadlom lechanchum abirkei haTorah vayira, to educate the coming generation in Torah Yerushalayim. Asher gam ki yaskinu leyasur midarkam. If you get a child when he's young, then he'll keep it when he's old too. Kein oleinu lishtaru lechofitz limud haTorah barabin, b'batei knesios u'batei medrashos, an adult education in shuls and b'batei medrashos, lilmot shom shiurim kvuim, to have regular shiurim where people can come who are already mature people. To have nighttime shiurim for people who work during the day. A little bit of light can push away a lot of darkness. Also, you have to make sure to strengthen the yeshiva gedolos, yeshiva ketanos, mivtzer hayadus, that's the fortress of Yiddishkeit, hamoshen ha'otik midor dor, that old institution that has kept Klal Yisrael going. Asher misham yotze Torah va'orah b'chol tfutz Yisrael, it's from the yeshivas that emanated Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. The hiru es cheshkes hagola, and that throughout the golas has been what's enlightened and lit up the golas. The gamata yeshivas b'poland v'litta, behold, hinan merkaz ruchani k'migdol hamor l'am Yisrael. They still, those yeshivas in Lithuania, in Poland, are the fortresses of Klal Yisrael. Hatalmidim hamitzionim hashoktim la'Torah b'cheref nefesh, heim hanes chalutzei ha'uma v'giborei haruach, heim hinom chalutzei ha'uma v'giborei haruach. These are the heroes, the warriors of Klal Yisrael. Ha'mesuos ha'mefitzim karnei or, they are the bonfires that light up the chol makom, light up the entire galus. Ve'al'yodam tibana v'sikonei knesrael, through them Klal Yisrael will be rebuilt. In neilech b'koach zeh l'chazek haTorah v'hamitzvah, if we fulfill this mandate and strengthen from children to adults the Torah, nikavi v'yatzliach lanu l'toras ha'pirtzos, then we can turn around the situation and close up all of the pirtzos, all of the things that have made Yiddishkeit weak. L'hamshech es kedushas Yisrael b'chol tzivyona v'tzaharasa k'meos me'olam, and to once again spread Yiddishkeit the way it's supposed to be. Ulahagdul Torah l'adira, v'Hashem yimar l'rav choseinu l'yishuaseinu, v'yikabetz nefutzoseinu miyarketze oretz, v'yikuyim bonu b'mehera, ki mitzion teitze Torah, u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. This again is right before World War II. Ha'metzer b'tzores amo m'tzapel Yeshua, the Kosei v'Chosei Yom Aleph Gimel Sivan b'Chodesh Shenitna b'Torah v'Ora Shnas Tofres Tzadites Vilna. So that was again 1939, right before again World War II started in Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah, 1939, and this was in Sivan. So it was like 3 months before. He was Nifter, I think, in the beginning of Elul, right before World War II started. So here again is someone who didn't live through the Shoah, but he lived right up until he saw what was coming. He already was in the claws of what the Nazis were doing right before Poland was it was in Poland, and right before Vilna, right before the Nazis invaded Poland, this was the matzo. And he attributes it also, like we said, to assimilation, to the low level of observance of Torah, and specifically to the education that the youth wasn't getting, raising up the next generation of people totally ignorant to what Torah was. So here's another source, aside from the Beis Halevi and the Michtav Meliyahu, right? And we'll see that the Netziv also says a similar thing. All of these are sources that point to the same idea, that one of the contributing factors to bring about the Shoah was the assimilation that had been going on for generations and had reached a peak not only in Western Europe, but even in Eastern Europe.